Hello. Good afternoon, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the teleconference of Tegma Logistics for the discussion of results in the second quarter of 2023. We have with us today Nivaldo Tuba, CEO of Tegma, and Ian Nunes, Manager of Investor Relations. We mentioned that this is being recorded and that all the participants we'll only be hearing the teleconference during the presentation of the company. After that, we will start the question and answer session when more information will be supplied. And if you need any help during the call, please ask for help from one of the operators typing *0. The replay of the event will be available right after the closing of the event for a period of 7 days. Therefore, we'd like to pass over the microphone to Nivaldo, president of Tegma, who will start the presentation. Senor Nivaldo, please continue. Good afternoon to everyone. I am Nivaldo Tuba, CEO of Tegma. In the name of all the entire company, I'd like to thank you for your participation in one more teleconference of results of earnings. I would inform you that exceptionally in the event of today, we will not have the participation of our financial director, and relationship with investors, Ramon Perez. This absence was programmed due to participation in a course in advanced management in the INSEAD overseas. With that, our manager of investor relations, Ian Nunes, will handle part of the presentation today. We also have the support of Felipe Fogasa, a member of our investor relations team. As is customary, we'll start our presentation on slide 2, where the participants can see the disclaimer with respect to our prospective declarations. In slide 3, we'll talk about the highlights of the third quarter. The first point we'll mention about the approval of the payment of dividends and interest on capital, reference to the first half of 2023, we will distribute 37.6 million reais, equivalent of 57 centavos per share. This will correspond to 50% of the net profit of the first half of 2023 and 59% of the adjusted net profit for the constitution of the reserves for fiscal incentives. These will be paid on the 17th of August, benefiting those stockholders who have a stockholder position as of Tuesday, the 8th of August. These amounts will correspond to a dividend yield of 2.6%. Following that, we'll bring the considerations of the administration of Tegma with respect to the program of incentives of the government for the purchase of vehicles. This started on the 7th of June and continued for 1 month until the 7th of July. The discounts on popular cars was to 2,000 to 3,000 reais, according to criteria of sustainability, economic sustainability, environmental sustainability, and the nationality of production. The management of the company identified negative and positive points in this program, which will be discussed in the earnings release of this quarter. Among the negative points, we point out that the announcement of the program was early, made on the 16th of May, which impacted negatively sales between the second half of May and the beginning of June. Beyond that, direct sales, especially two rentals companies, which were waiting to see if they would be included, went into the period of the exclusivity of discounts for individuals. Finally, the company's stocks, due to the disconnection between the program and production and sales, The production grew greatly in May and June. We understand that this is the principal factor to generate production halts in the following months and not the question of structural demand. As we said previously, there are also positive points which are worth mentioning. There's a spontaneous discount on some companies beyond amounts offered by the government for several models. In fact, for models which were not even eligible in the program. With that, we were able to observe a change in the mix of sales in the month of June, which privileged lower priced cars in detriment to the more valuable car, higher priced cars. It's an important effect was that it was the maintenance and the reduction of prices and discounts for certain models, something that happened at the, even after the end of the program in the month of July. But as a third highlight, we spoke about the cyber attack, which hit the company and its control companies suffered in May of this year. We answered quickly to reestablish our activities, being able to guarantee the maintenance of our services and our controlled companies without any impact on our results. And the fourth highlight, as was mentioned in the results, earning results call, we're very happy to communicate that we've conquered the third time, for the third time, the certificate of Great Place to Work, GPDW, and which motivates us to continue with our initiatives aimed at creating a professional environment more and more diverse, collaborative, and innovative. The fifth and last topic talks about the first integrated report of PEGMA, which was presented on the 14th of July this year. This release is a mark of transparency and integrity with respect to the initiatives developed by the company in the environmental, social, and governmental area, governance areas, as well as the future goals established by the company. The integrated report is available in the digital media of the company as the site, its digital site, the RI site, IR site, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Now, going to slide four, we're going to talk about the principal data of the vehicles market in Brazil. As you can see in the first graph, domestic sales in the second quarter of 23 were 4% above those compared on an annual basis. This is a reflection of the better availability of components such as semiconductors. But also following the discrete tendency for the improvement of the auto market in Brazil, which could be noted. As we also mentioned previously, in the highlights, in the second half and quarter of 23, the federal government implemented the program of discounts for new cars up until 120,000 reais. This measure was very well accepted by consumers and by the industry. However, it is difficult to quantify the effects of the programs on the vehicle sales in the quarter. The production, on the other hand, grew by 3% in the second quarter of 23 in comparison on an annual basis, as we show in the graph below on the left. This growth is explained by the same motives of the evolution of domestic sales in the period and is impacted also negatively by the fall in exports, which fell off 16% in the second quarter of 23. In slide five, we have the principal operational indicators of the logistics, automotive logistics division. The quantity of vehicles transported in the second quarter of 23 was 157,000 units, 14% above on a annual comparison, and our market share has recovered and reached the level of 26%. Recovery of this market share reflects the behavior of the principal clients of Tegma during this period, the performance of these clients. And finally, the distance for the trips was slightly lower than on a companion basis, mainly due to the maintenance of a tendency, recent tendency of an increase in the participation of domestic sales in the South and Southeast regions, which are where the biggest producers are located. The participation in these regions also represents 71% of all of the licensing in the country. This, I'm going to pass it over to our manager of industrial relations, Ian Nunes, who will talk about our results, our cash flow, and other indicators. After that, we will open up for questions and answers. Thank you very much for your attention, and have a good afternoon. Thank you, Navaldo. Good afternoon to everyone. I'd like to go to slide six. We'll talk about the results of the a lot of automotive logistics period. As you can see in the graph, on the upper side, 24% of our net revenue comes from the second quarter of 23, which can be explained principally through the increase of 14% in the quantity of vehicles transported in that quarter. Beyond this performance, there was also readjustments in prices, transport prices realized during 2022 and in 2023. We also like to highlight that good development, the good performance of Fastline, our unit of logistics for used vehicles, which continues to present an evolution, a very positive revolution of revenue, as well as the logistics services of the division, which benefited by the increase in industry stocks. So we see the evolution of the EBIT and EBITDA in the second quarter of 23 in the annual comparison, accompanying the respective margins. A slight reduction in the margin EBITDA for 23 for the second quarter of 23 comes from discounts, commercial discounts to clients related to the disconnection of the pass-through of the price of diesel during the previous periods. Beyond that was also a realignment of the prices in the division to levels in line with current fuel prices. On slide 7, we present the results of the integrated logistics division. We can see that the net revenue in the division in the second quarter of 23 was reduced by 7% on the annual comparison. This reduction happened due to the operation of chemicals, due to the instability in the operational flows generated by the renewal of the fleet of silo trucks, tank trucks. This renewal happened in the quantity transported of chemical products. On the other hand, the operation of electrical products had a slight recovery in revenue, reflecting principally the recomposition of the prices which are practiced in that division. On the graphs below, we see that both in the EBIT margin as well as the EBITDA margin present growth in the second quarter of 23 in comparison to the annual numbers, which was influenced by the results of the operation of electrical products in the period and the discipline and control of costs and expenses in the operation of chemicals. In spite of the fall in revenue, the margins had maintained close to the average levels, historical levels of the division. On slide 8, we'll talk about the results, the consolidated results of Tegma. The net revenue was $367 million in the second quarter of 23, growth of 20% in comparison, on annual comparison, reflecting the growth of the automotive logistics division in the period. We see that both the EBIT as well as the EBITDA present expansion in comparison, on annual comparison, the reflection of the growth of the revenue of the division of automotive logistics, bringing a better dilution of fixed costs, as well as discipline and the control of costs and expenses in both operations. The stability of the margins in the quarter, in spite of the growth of the automotive division, comes from the commercial discounts previously mentioned and the realignment of prices in the transport on the same division. And finally, the net revenue of the second quarter was $39.9 million, 30% above on an annual comparison, an expansion of 0.9% of the net margins. Evolution is the fruit of the growth of the results of the operational division of the automotive logistics division, and the financial results even more positive, a concentrated generation of cash and the structure of capital, which is deleveraged. It was also worth mentioning that the financial results of the second quarter of 23 were positively impacted by the recognition of $2.4 million of revenue in financial revenue, resulting from the monetary correction of tax credits recognized in recent years. In the slide 9, we see on the graph on the left, the cash flow cycle was 41 days, which corresponds to 3 days less than in the cash cycle in the previous period, and greatly below that of June of 22. In relation to CapEx of the company, the total investment of 5.2 for the second quarter of 23 was 5.2 million, 1.4% of our net revenue, with no investment which is individually highlighted. And finally, on the right, we see the cash flow, the free cash flow of the company, which is 33 million AIs, positive in the second quarter of 23. This generation of cash is the result of the operational behavior, positive behavior, performance aligned with a cash cycle that's improved, and the compensation of 5.1 million in tax credits, which contributed positively to the operational cash flow. On slide 10, we present details of the structure of capital structure of the company. In the first graph, we see the current cash situation, which is 237 million AIs, really superior to the amortization of the debt coming in the coming years, it's worth mentioning that on the 17th of July, we did the liquidation of a loan of 40 million reais of principal and 3.1 million in interest in line with our program of amortization shown in the first graph. The graph on the side, the cost of the debt has maintained at CDI plus 2.07 in June of 2023. Table below, we can see that our cash position in June of 23 was 146 million reais below the position in March of 23. This reduction occurred, but even though we generated a great deal of cash at the time, due to the payment of dividends and interest on capital referenced to the year of 2022, which totaled 39.6 million. Finally, on the right, our rating, which was reaffirmed by Fitch in April this year, has maintained at A local with stable perspectives. And at slide 11, we can see the evolution of our return on invested capital and also our net capital. In the gray line of 29.2, 1.8% percentage points above the first quarter, reflecting the evolution, positive evolution of the results of the company. The same is true for the ROE, return on net on equity. Now the orange line, which expanded in the second quarter of 23, also contemplating the good results of the joint venture GDL and the improvement of the financial results in that period. On the graph below, you can see the evolution of the EVA in the second quarter of 23, maintained the tendency of recovery, which can be observed since the middle of 22. This evolution is a reflection of the good operational performance of both divisions, the resilience of the logistics car logistics margins, and the good results of Fastline, our operation of logistics for used vehicles. On the right, we show a history of dividends and interest on capital paid by the company. On the gray line, we indicate the payout of the distributions, the anticipation of profit for the first half of 23, corresponding to 50% of the net revenue, or 59% of the net revenue considering the reserves for fiscal incentives. On the orange line, the dividend yield for the last 12 months corresponds to 8.1%. Finally, looking at the last slide, we see the behavior of our stock in the compared to the investment index. As you can see, they showed a performance above that of the stock market, in spite of the uncertainties of the automotive sector. This performance is a reflection of the operational resilience of the company, as was shown in the graph below. And these shares of Tegma are shown in multiples above the average, as well as occurs with a good part of the listed companies in Brazil, influencing the scenario, macroeconomic scenario, still in recovery. With that, I'd like to thank you all for your attention, and I open for the section of questions and answers. We will now start the question and answers period. To make a question, please type *1. To remove your question from the list, Pierre Nivaldo will answer the question. Please wait while we collect the questions. Thank you. First question comes from Luis Capistrano, Itaú BBA. Please go ahead. Hello. Thank you. I have two questions. I'd like to understand. We saw the impact of the government's programs, and if that's over with, or if that will come back somewhat before that program started, which gave us, is looking very poor. And we're finally seeing a fall of interest in relation to any type of reduction. I'm sorry if I had a problem with the audio here. I'd like to hear a little bit from you about perhaps that there's a tendency in the coming months and understand how is the market overall in relation to these new variables. The second question is in relation to certain type of news, which is the entrance of the BID, which throw the prices very low. And all of the companies, all the car companies have lowered their prices in due to that. If this has an impact on other types of vehicles, this might change the Hi, Luis. Thank you for the questions. As far as the perspectives of the industry, the stocks are still maintaining themselves a little bit above in the factories, above the expected levels. In spite of the government program to accelerate sales, but it didn't really lure stocks enough. On the other hand, we have several effects, such as the fall of interest rates, better conditions for financing, and principally, the biggest companies are still maintaining their discounts, which is leveraging the sales again. So we believe that the humor of the market is more positive than negative due to these sequences of months going forward. As far as the BID, Chinese arrived, and they have a strategy, a market, which is very strong, very, very, very aggressive. They have their sales underway, and we have participated directly in their process, whether through the receipt of parts and distribution through the GPL of Victoria, GDL Victoria, or the receipt of reception of vehicles through via Tegma. So they're making noise in the market. This will affect the internal market. It's very little that it will change. They don't have hybrid cars. These are electric vehicles. These are exclusively electric vehicles, but they're making noise, and they want to. If we look at the sales of Great Wall and BYD of July, it was equivalent, a little bit above, what large traditional brands such as or Porsche or BMW are selling here. So they're arriving, and their perspective is that they have a factory. So there's good perspectives for both these companies. Interesting. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nivaldo. No problem. Good afternoon. This is Ian from Tegma. I'm going to start with a few questions that we received through our podcast, broadcast. First from Thiago Duarte. Good afternoon. Congratulations on the results. In terms of market share, does that have to do with new clients? Or is it just more sales of current clients? And he also asked the second question. The gains in revenue of GDL in your joint venture of storage in Espírito Santo, does that have to do with the BYD? Duarte, thank you for your question. No, the gain of market share is not new clients. There was an increase in the number of sales and a bigger concentration in those brands which are already traditional clients of ours. I can point out which is public, such as GM. As far as BYD, in the GDL effect, it's true. BYD is an old client of ours, not just in the automotive area, but also in other areas as well. And we receive practically all of their imports. BYD come in through Victoria's port and are nationalized in GDL and then are distributed through GDL. all the concentration of cars that are being imported by BYD are also coming in through Victoria's port and are being stored at Lion GDL. So BYD has cooperated for the increase of revenue of GDL. Your second question comes from Lucas Xavier. Congratulations on your results. I would like to know, after the end of the government program of incentives, the purchase of vehicles is seeing a fall in the transport of new vehicles. If you're seeing that, seeing a fall off in new vehicle transportation. Nivaldo? Thank you, Xavier. No, we're not seeing that. We're not seeing that that effect. The levels of are being maintained, even because the cars are being sold. There's a delay in that, and in this, and it's also a relevant fact that many of the dealerships of all brands are still maintaining their the level of discounts. So these are factors which are maintaining the level of volume up until the current moment. Davila de Tarpin, congratulations on your results on the robust and recovery of market share. What is your expectation for your market share going forward? And how do you see the level of sales in the vehicle market in the second half of the year, second half of 23. Let me answer this. I think that, as everyone knows, our market share, we have no way to really control it. It's the conquest of new clients, as we have done with BYD, and the evolution of our market share is a consequence of the evolution of the market share of our clients. So we have had a recovery in relation to 22, as Nivaldo mentioned, due to the recovery of the sales of GM. And going forward, it's very difficult for us to say what will happen. It depends exclusively on the performance of our clients. As far as the volume of sales in the market, in the new vehicle market in the second half of 23, we're looking at this, it's the beginning of the interest rates, falling interest rates. And when we see the discounts of some vehicles, the price of some vehicles on the part of some dealerships and companies, all of this makes it difficult to foresee, but brings some positive impact so that we are confident that the second half will be even a little bit better than we expect. However, it's difficult to make any prediction in that sense. Another question from Richard Blatter. Good afternoon, Nivaldo and Hamon. Congratulations on the results. Can you please tell us about the perspectives of the financing conditions for new cars for retail sales of new vehicles, please? Thank you for the question. I think this is a question which is a problem for the entire economy, not just the automotive sector, is even more critical due to a high level of non-payment of debt. And to pick up, it's still difficult to recover these vehicles from clients. So these are restricted points, but I think we can say that we're at an inflection point. The fall of the interest rate indicates this tendency. The association of the financial companies and the car companies gave an interview which indicated that the second half of the year will be very positive, and that the car companies in the short term plan to do a revaluation of the interest rates for their financing plan. And I think additionally, there are several points which are not yet possible to calculate. For example, the guarantees, which has a lot of potential for the financing of vehicles starting as soon as it was approved, which will improve the level of guarantees of the banks, helping the banks to have their real estate as guarantees. And a more relevant item for the sector, which was taking away the guarantees law, it's a different legal projects which are in Congress, looks to the de-judicialization of the recovery of these vehicles. So if this is approved as it is, it has a tremendous potential, a positive potential for the automotive sector. So answering your question, this is an inflection point, and we believe that things will improve going forward. We have a question from Marcelo from BTG. Congratulations on the results. Can you please talk a little bit about Fastline? What are the differences in this operation between this operation and new cars? And how do you see this performing in the Fastline in the long term? How do you see this performance? Marcelo, thank you for your question. Fastline is the transportation of cars, used cars. It operates nationwide. The biggest difference is that it can be operated with goosenecks in long trips, but for short trips in urban areas, basically, it operates on platforms or tow trucks. The client is a little bit different. The client from Fastline are principally rental car companies, individuals, insurance companies, and finance companies. It's an operation which has historically been performing with a constant growth, reaching volumes always above our above the numbers which are budgeted, and gradually, with a growing margin, getting close to the margins that we have in the operation of new vehicles. It's an operation which has a horizon, a growing horizon. As an analogy, today Brazil has a move of sales 6 times bigger of used cars than in new cars. So you have a scenario of growth going forward. Thank you very much. Next question from Pedro. Nivaldo and Yang, Felipe, congratulations. I want to understand what we have to see in the incentives of the government in the operation of Fastline. And secondly, the market share, which has recovered its historical levels. Is this due to growth? What's the normalized growth rate? Thank you, Pimenta. Fastline has been favored by this. Once there's more new cars being sold, then there's more sales of used cars as a consequence. As this transport of used cars, consequently, there was also a movement of Fastline. So we felt, yes, additional positive movement in Fastline. As far as market share, recovering its historical level, as we mentioned here, there was a growth which comes from larger sales by GM, which is a very, very relevant client for Tegma. As far as the normalized level, it's difficult to say. For us, the bigger the better. But we're seeing that historically that the recovery after this pandemic of this level. Go past the next question. We already answered part of this. Eduardo, good afternoon. Two questions from us. Can you comment how to evaluate the sales of vehicles in July? And how do you see the strategy of BYG and what are the perspectives? The second, we've already answered. Nevaldo already answered. So I'm going to go for the answer the month of July for him to answer. Eduardo, July was a surprise, the month of July. We were working with a sales of 8,000 or 9,000 cars per day. and its level reached 10,000 cars per day. So effectively, there was positive performance in July. Difficult to quantify that. How much of this was organic? We had a delay of approximately 15 days between the sale of a car and the vehicle being licensed. Part of the performance of July is the leftovers from the government program in June. In July, there was also a stock due to the fiscal situation. The rent-a-car companies also cooperated very positively in the month of July, since they were held back due to the delay in the release on the part of the government. So this wound up concentrating sales for the rent-a-car companies in the month of July. The highlight of the Volkswagen brand, which got close to Fiat in market share, and the Polo, which is a car which has its sale always in average levels, took off their level of sales. Several resellers maintained their discounts or offered a special discounts for this government program. And so these are measures which happened, which wound up making it possible to have this growth in the month of July. And finally, as I said, these two Chinese entrants, BYD and Great Wall, were very surprising, overcoming the sales of BMW and others. Next, the question from Rodrigo Smich. Good afternoon. Can you please explain in more detail the question of the operational flow in relation to the float, the fleet operations? This is the following, Smith. One of our big clients, our principal client in this line, came from a change, a rule from the time of the metal tank trucks which bring their products. In that way, we've had to change our fleet, which is a process which takes time. It's not something that we have to purchase, manufacture these tank trucks and put them in operation. So we have the purchase of these tank trucks with programmed deliveries. And so little by little, we're getting our fleet up to this new client, for this new client. The tank trucks, which are older, will be utilized in other routes. So it's a question of, until we have the receipt, the effective receipt of all the tankers which have been purchased and are in production, and part of them have already been received. Ladies and gentlemen, remembering to make a question, all you have to do is type *1. Please wait. Ladies and gentlemen, please wait. Please stand by. Once again, if you have a question, please type *1 to make a question. We now close this time of the period of questions and answers. I'd like to pass the microphone back to Senor Nivaldo for his final consideration. Nivaldo, please go ahead. Thank you very much for your participation. We We hope to we have re, made these reports in a satisfactory in the second quarter. We are starting the third quarter with strong. We are maintaining and optimizing the reports results reached in the first half of the year. Once again, thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend. The audio conference of Tegmont is now finalized. We'd like to thank you for the participation of everyone. Have a good afternoon, and thank you for using Chorus Call.